Now from the KSFR Newsroom, at noon looks at the top local news headlines for this Monday, September 23rd.
The federal government has authorized $2 billion in quick-release emergency funds for New Mexico roadways and bridges damaged by our recent bout of heavy rains. According to the U.S. DOT, repairs from the September storm are so far estimated to be at least $9 million. That number is expected to rise with future damage assessments. We'll have more details during our feature stories later in KSFR's At Noon. Los Alamos National Laboratory officials say they've had millions of dollars of damages in their environmental monitoring stations, monitoring wells, and access roads. That, they say, is the result of more than 7.5 inches of rain received in just 4 days this month, and representing more than half of the average annual total. The laboratory's program director for environmental corrective actions says more than 200 of LANL's automated storm water samples were wiped out, and 75% of the lab's canyon access roads are damaged. A plan to offer New Mexico teachers who agree to transfer from public schools with a school grade of A or B to schools with a D or F grade isn't getting the intended reception from teachers. The New Mexican reports that Governor Susana Martinez's offer has insulted many educators, who say it implies that the higher-ranked schools have better teachers. A state public education department spokesman is quoted saying, "The offer isn't about labeling teachers, it's about helping students." Albuquerque's city council has approved a $20,000 study comparing how much Albuquerque police officers make in relation to officers around the Southwest. The Albuquerque Journal reports the council is seeking answers to recruiting difficulties seen by APD in recent years. APD has also had problems retaining police officers once they're trained and on the force. The New Mexico State Fair ended its 2013 run yesterday, and a fair spokesman says final attendance figures for this year's fair won't be known for a couple of weeks. But fair spokesman Michael Henningsen told KSFR News he's optimistic.
We did have some rainy days to start the fair out with, but we hope that over the ensuing days when the weather's been beautiful like it is today, that we've made up for it.
Henningsen says Saturday's attendance might have been the biggest ever in the fair's history. New Mexico Congressman Ben Ray Lujan is supporting President Obama's new proposal to limit carbon emissions on new power plants built in the U.S. Meanwhile, the congressman is critical of his colleagues who oppose the new environmental regulations.
When our Republican colleagues in the House, mainly Tea Party members, wanted to fight and disagree and try to reverse President Barack Obama's efforts to get more miles per gallon in our vehicles or get our vehicles traveling further than what they are today, that's directly hurting consumers as well.
The president's proposal is the first federal attempt to impose limits on the pollution blamed for global warming by capturing and storing carbon dioxide emissions. Santa Fe's Anna Gunn won an Emmy last night as Best Supporting Actress for her work in the Made in New Mexico TV series Breaking Bad. The popular show, featuring Albuquerque as its main location, also picked up an Emmy for Best Drama. The last episode of its fifth and final season airs next week. Santa Fe's Pinon Elementary School conducts a public forum tonight at 6 to present designs for the school's final phase of new construction. Substantial additions have been made over the past several years to accommodate its high enrollment rate, which has forced many students into portable classrooms adjacent to the main facility. This last phase of the remodeling work, which began back in 2009, will create several new classrooms and teaching spaces, and the last of the portables will be removed. Weather for Santa Fe, a sunny and dry week is in store. Highs today in the upper 60s, overnight lows in the low 40s. Warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR News.
Thank you, Tom. And Dan Garrity back with you now with a look at some national news at midday. A former Guantanamo detainee is expected to make his first public appearance today since his capture over a decade ago in an Afghan firefight. At a hearing in Alberta, Canada, lawyers for Omar Khadr, 27 years old, will challenge his terms of imprisonment. Khadr was 15 when detained wounded in Afghanistan after a 2002 gun battle during which he killed a U.S. soldier. He pleaded guilty to a series of war crimes charges 3 years ago in exchange for an 8-year sentence. Khadr, a native of Toronto, was transferred to the Canadian prison system last year. Today's hearing in the provincial capital of Edmonton seeks to determine whether Khadr's detention in an adult prison is legal, given he was under 18 years of age when first detained. Khadr is not expected to address the court. President Obama has renewed calls for changes to U.S. gun laws at a memorial service today for the victims of last week's shooting at the Washington Navy Yard. Saying tears were not enough, the president told mourners Americans must insist that there is nothing normal about innocent men and women being gunned down where they work. 12 people were killed last Monday by contractor Aaron Alexis, who was himself shot dead by police. The 34-year-old reportedly had untreated mental health difficulties. The president acknowledged that the politics are difficult, a reference to his failure to get measures through Congress earlier this year, and said change would not come from Washington, but from citizens at the grassroots level. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is meeting in Sweden to hash out a critical report on global warming. Scientists will underline with greater certainty than ever the role of human activities in rising temperatures. But many governments are demanding a clearer explanation of the slowdown in temperature increases since 1998. The panel states that it's 95% certain that the human influence on climate caused more than half the observed increase in global average surface temperatures from 1951 through 2010. But since 2007, there's been a growing focus on the fact that global average temperatures haven't gone above the level recorded in 1998. Scientists have attempted to explain the pause in a number of ways, with many arguing that the Earth has continued to warm, but that the heat has gone into the oceans. And taking a look at Wall Street at midday, all the major indices are in negative territory at this hour. The Dow is currently off 44 points at 15,406. The Nasdaq is off 13 at 3,760. And the S&P 500 down 9 points. It stands exactly at 1,700. At noon on KSFR, we'll continue in just a moment.
KSFR programming is underwritten in part by PNM, who recently brought the Prosperity Energy Storage Project online. The project allows PNM to store solar energy, helping to provide consistent solar power even on cloudy days. This is the first solar storage plant integrated into the grid in the nation. If you have a question for PNM, you can talk to them on Twitter or Facebook, or visit PNM online at pnm.com.
A robust cold front crossed the state last night. It marked its approach with a squall line of strong, fast-moving thunderstorms, which raised havoc across the Rio Grande Valley from Belen to Santa Fe and some points north. That caused massive headaches for electric utility PNM. Joining us now is PNM spokesperson Valerie Smith. Valerie, do you care to share with us what PNM experienced last night?
Sure. Yeah, it definitely did, and it was pretty widespread. We had, at the peak, about 3,000 customers from East Mountains to Sandoval County, Valencia County, Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and Albuquerque out, and it was all related to the same storm that rolled through. We had some power lines down in Valencia County. We had a lot of trees that fell on lines and lightning strikes that damaged equipment. So we had crews working all over the state trying to get power back on. We were able to restore it for quite a few people fairly quickly, but the majority were restored early this morning. By 5 a.m. we had all but a handful. I think we still have about a dozen out, and some of those are waiting on tree removal equipment to arrive to get the trees off of the equipment so that we can then get in and get them restored.
The squalls hit at almost the same time across so many communities. Was there a sudden massive deployment of PNM crews?
Yeah, we definitely had to bring in, you know, all hands available. And one of the things we also had to do was, you know, bring in different types of crews. So because of the equipment that was damaged, we had to get, you know, something we call heavy crews, where they get the heavy equipment that can lift poles, set new poles, and that kind of thing. So we had a, you know, just a regular trouble crews to go kind of door to door, getting power restored. On, you know, backyard to backyard type stuff. And then we also had these heavy crews out to get some of the poles replaced and that type of thing. And then we also had to bring in tree trimming equipment. So it was definitely an all hands on deck type operation. And it, as I mentioned, it's spread across many counties. So we were kind of all over multiple counties last night.
Valerie Smith, PNM spokesperson, many thanks for joining us here at noon on KSFR. 12:26 here in the newsroom. On the approach to the bottom of the hour, let's spend 60 seconds with our resident curmudgeon, Christopher Hagen.
Not being a sports aficionado, I'm not able to give you the nuances inherent in each sport. I do know enough to use a standard nomenclature. For example, icing is a term used in baseball to describe a pitcher who throws a spitball in really cold weather. And, of course, a balk in hockey is when a hockey player hesitates to get out on the ice because he has a foreboding that he's going to get a hockey puck in the mouth. Let's move on to pro football. There I feel fairly comfortable about my knowledge of the sport, but certain things always have confused me. For example, it seems that whenever anyone scores in the NFL, afterwards they always point to the sky with their index finger like, "Thank you, God." Do you think God really cares who wins a football game? Of course not. But I do hear she-he has a spread on Tony Romo finishing the season with the Cowboys. For KSFR, I'm Christopher Hagen.
And with that, we'll conclude today's edition of At Noon, KSFR's extended noon news hour. Dan Garrity with you here at the news desk, with many thanks to my contributing colleague today, Tom Trowbridge. And we'll be back tomorrow with more news of and for New Mexico for you, and as always, we hope you join us. If you're listening by web stream or over-the-air signal, we expect that to be repaired shortly.